Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is visiting with a young tie-down roper, one of the best in the world. His name is Marty Yates. Hello, Marty. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Marty, you know when a man has qualified for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo 10 times and has plucked out 20-round wins, that's pretty phenomenal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't realize it until this evening. After I won the round, they told me that, and that's pretty cool. That's pretty special to be able to win that many rounds coming to these NFRs.
Is that $660,000 plus?
Yes, sir. Well, when I started, the rounds didn't pay that much. The first time when I was first made the finals, my first round win was like $16,000, I think. So it's changed throughout the years, and it's awesome to be a part of rodeo, you know, that's grown like this. And for the younger generation coming up, they're going to have a great opportunity to make great livings, you know, rodeoing and doing the things that we like to do in the Western industry.
Yes, sir. Tell us about your beginnings and how maybe someone could follow your footsteps.
Oh, yes, sir. I came from a great rodeo family there in Stephenville, Texas. I was born and raised there, and, you know, I didn't know much else. I was on the back of a horse from the time I could walk and dragging a rope around with me, and I couldn't imagine growing up or doing anything different. And I just very fortunate with a great family behind me and fortunate enough to have the work ethic, you know, down in me to put in the effort to get out there and practice and do the things you got to do to be here in Las Vegas in December. And I can't say enough the amount of work ethic. That's what I always preach to the younger generation is you only get out what you put in. And I like to think that I've sure put enough in to be able to achieve the goals that I had before me. Have I achieved all of them? Probably not. I still have goals that I would like to get to, but that's what keeps a guy waking up in the morning.
Have you participated in other sports?
In high school, I played basketball. You know, I love to play basketball. It's just the competitive thing there when I was in high school. It was fun to be able to do something outside of rodeo to keep me in shape and keep me fit. And I don't know, it never got in the way of my rodeo career. So when I turned 18, I knew what I was going to do. I knew that I was going to rope calves for a living. And when I turned 18, I quit playing basketball there, and I struck out and made the NFR when I was 20, and the rest is history. I've had a pretty good career, but I would say that there's still things, like I said, that I'd like to check off the list.
Yes, sir. Has college been in your career?
Yes, sir. I actually went to college for, my grandma wanted me, I didn't make the NFR my first rookie year. I didn't make the finals. My grandma said, hey, why don't you go to college, go to school for a year, make the college finals, and then just see how it goes. Well, I did. Went to school at Hillsboro. Paul Brown helped me out down there, and I went to the college finals 1 year, and then it just happened the next summer. I had a great season, and we got to make my first NFR, and after that, the winter rodeos were pretty busy, and I didn't get to do much schoolwork, but it was definitely part of my journey, yes, sir.
That's awesome. I'm a tie-down roping, calf roping fan, and it's a discipline or an event that has more going on. So much, you have to be a great horseman. The dismount is a talent within itself, in addition to flanking calves and tying. Let's talk about all that's involved in the actual discipline of it. I mean, you've got to learn a lot to tie down rope.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Like you said, growing up, you learn the roping aspect and riding horses and learning to swing your rope and the tip of your rope and all the ins and outs of that. And then flanking and tying is just like working out in the gym. You know, the more hours you spend, they say getting reps. That's how you get strong. That's how you get to where you want to be. Well, same for the calf roping. Reps up and down that rope, flanking and tying, that's how you get to where you want to be. And the hours spent, just like I said, the hours spent are what you're going to get out of the game.
What is something that you have heard in your life that you could share with us that has helped lead you to success?
I like to tell people, the harder you work, the luckier you get. If you don't believe in luck, I guess I understand, but I know the guys that are putting out the most effort, they sure get lucky a lot.
That's words of our champion from Stephenville, Texas, National Finals Rodeo calf roper, Mr. Marty Yates. Marty, thank you very much for your time. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.